Good morning, y'all. Come on in to Rosie on the House. I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion. Isn't that a nice way to start Saturday morning?
Wonderful. Cool air and a full moon to boot.
Oh, a big old harvest moon. That was gorgeous. Teach him he can trust me like a brother. That's like you and your horse, Peanut. One day we'll saddle up and ride.
Saddle up and ride.
It's a great day for that. And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride. We're just waking you up easy at ride Rosie like on the House. I've seen that look in Peanut's eye before.
When he's ready to go,
there's no stopping him. There's no stopping little horse. That was a beautiful moon last night, wasn't it?
Harvest moon, right?
Well, we're here this morning broadcasting our program, Rosie on the House, an Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. Mike Reisch has got this excellent music selected to start the show today. Thank you, Mike, for that. Ride with us this morning with Rosie on the House. Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. A beautiful morning like this, nice music like this, it even makes the coffee taste better, doesn't it?
It does.
Let me do a little recap of some emails I received. Romy's going to be broadcasting live. He's going to be joining us a little bit later in the show. He's actually up at the Watson Wood Riparian Preserve just north of Prescott doing a great presentation in the 8 o'clock hour with our friend John Eisenhower here. So that's going to be coming up at 8 o'clock. Here this morning, 7 o'clock, I want to recap a little bit about some emails I got flooded with in this past week. I had mentioned a list. I read a lot of books. I love to read. And I try not to ever buy paperbacks. I always try and buy in a hardback.
And you don't believe in giving your books away.
And I never give a book away.
Help.
Ever. Never give a book away. That's a treasure. I usually record the date that I finish reading the book on the back leaf.
And you emboss it on the inside with your little embosser.
I emboss it. And then I usually record what public event happened that day that I finished reading it. You know, so it's kind of like a little, that's kind of how I journal is by the entries in the books I read. And I read topically. So I get on one topic and I kind of dive into it. For Arizona Centennial, I think I read about 56 books on Arizona history that year. So it was about a book a week, a little more than that. Right now, I'm in a series I'm reading on immigration. In particular, the immigration across the southern Arizona borders. In particular, I'm focusing in on that. And I mentioned a series of books I have read on the topic so far, and I got flooded. Could you please repeat that list? And I'm going to give it to you in the order that I would recommend you read it, okay? The first book is by a local author, Bill Lace, and the book is Tears of Esperanza. It's a fiction book, but it addresses how many different layers that illegal immigration hits us socially and economically, in particular, right here in the Valley of the Sun. It's a good read. Then you've got to read a book that will absolutely, you will cry your way through it. It is one of the most heartbreaking, heartrending books I've ever read, Dying to Cross. And it's written by Jorge Ramos about a 18-wheeler trailer packed full of 70 human beings crossing Texas in the middle of the summer. And when they're finally discovered, 19 of them are dead, dying to cross. The next book I would recommend is Another Man's Sombrero, which was written by Daryl and Carlo. Actually, a a radio host here at KTAR for several years, one of the brighter minds that I've ever encountered, really a sharp guy, actually went down and spent some time on the border and produced this book, Another Man's Sombrero. And then you've got to read an Arizona rancher's version of the entire story. The man's name is Ed Ashurst. He is, I think, a fourth-generation Arizonan. His family originally settled in around the Williams area. Ashurst Lake is named after his family. He currently lives down near Sierra Vista, Sonoyta, Elgin area over by Portal, somewhere between Douglas Benson over there in that far southeast corner of the state, Cochise County. The book is Alligators in the Moat. And he pretty much takes every politician who has laid their hand on this topic of immigration and lays that individual to waste. And that's pretty much where I am on the topic, this part of my education. No one is doing anything about it. And if Ed Ashurst's theory on why no one is doing anything about it is correct, it will send shivers down your spine. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Get the book, Alligators in the Moat by Ed Ashurst. I loaned it to a guy to read. It took me like 3 or 4 days to read. I loaned it to a guy. He walked back in my office like 6 hours later. He said, that was unbelievable.
I will create a little resource list and put that on the front page of our website under resources in case you missed any of those and you're interested.
And if you've got a book you'd like me to read on this particular topic, in particular immigration across the southern Arizona border, okay? I'm in a situation in my industry. I don't know of one rosy certified contractor in Arizona that would not hire a qualified worker right now. And we can't find them. And I'm telling you this for a fact. The young American kids coming out of high school don't want to come work for us in the field, in construction. We have hordes of willing workers just immediately south of the border that we can't get across legally without months of legal red tape and hundreds of dollars to get them across. But yet we won't stop the illegals from coming across with their drugs. It makes absolutely, it is so broken, it's unbelievable to me. So our program, we like to be uplifting. I know there's an answer out there somewhere. I'm reaching out to you listeners. If y'all have a book on this topic that you think I should read, I'd certainly be interested in reading it because I'm immersed deeply in the topic right now. Babe, what was that stack of books that you've got on your breakfast table in the kitchen?
Our coffee table is pretty full right now, isn't it?
It is.
Pink papers and books.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple of things going. You and I each picked a book from one of Carol Grace's classes. She's a freshman at Colorado Christian this year, so we each picked a book. And
we're trying to keep up with her in class.
Well, I'm not going to keep up, but I just wanted to have a few things. So anyway, I picked An Essential Guide to Public Speaking by Quentin Schultz, and I've really enjoyed it. It's a short little read, less about the technique of speaking, but kind of the heart of speaking, being honest in your speech, being accountable as a teacher, that kind of thing. So I'm really enjoying that, and Carol really loved it, so it gives us something, a little good connection. Books are a great way
She'll make a great public speaker.
She will. And then I am teaching a class to young moms, and so my topic this week is children, loving your children. And I had several I'm kind of revisiting. One's 52 Things Kids Need from a Mom by Angela Thomas. It's a great little read, just broken down into 52 things that you can give to your children that mean a lot, just different ways to love on them and the heart of discipline, different things like that. And then, let's see, I have What a Difference a Mom Makes by Kevin Lehman. Moms in the life of the boys. You know, in our culture, we kind of want everybody to be the same, but boys are very different than girls. It kind of gives you, as a mom, just
are we losing that?
I hope we're not losing that. So if I have anything to do with it, And then the last one I have is A Book of Courtesy. And I just looked it up on Amazon. You can now get it for a penny. And it's a hardback. But it's written by Sister Mary Mercedes. And we've just lost in our culture the ability or the, you know, the finesse of manners, you know, living with other people and being, I actually blew through a RSVP this week. I was just sick about it, you know. But most people don't even think about it. Either they show up or they don't. You're trying to plan something and they do just the opposite. You know, if they don't RSVP, they show up, you know. So it's really hard to plan. Just introductions.
But it's an older book, so it doesn't address the rudeness of cell phones.
No, but I think if you understand that you just need to be respectful of other people, you realize that that falls into it. And that's mom and dad's job, too.
Well, I'll tell you, the other thing I'm reading right now is if y'all haven't found the journalist at the Arizona Republic by the name of Sean McKinnon, you haven't found a great writer. When I first stumbled upon him, I actually wrote him an email, and we were looking for a writer for Rosie on the House. I tried to get him away from the paper. He never answered my email. But anyway, I love his writing, and he is a investigative journalist, and he is in the middle of a series. Actually, tomorrow comes out part four, so he's just finished it. It's part four of four. It's Arizona's Four Corners, and the last four Sundays, he has gone to one corner of the state and written about it in the Sunday's edition of Valley and State. So it'll come out tomorrow in tomorrow's newspaper. It'll be part four. But if you want to read the other
parts.
Version, thank you, the other parts.
One through three.
You have to go to bestreads.azcentral.com. And last Sunday's article was about Cochise County and some of the ranchers that are in the book, Alligators in the Moat.
Nice tie-in.
So it just all fit in very well. But take a look at it. If you're new to Arizona, Sean McKinnon's four-part series on Arizona's Four Corners that you can find at bestreads.azcentral.com is a great place to start. Between him and Roger Naylor, also at the Arizona Public, you'll get a great exposure to Arizona. When I get back, I want to talk a little bit about someone near and dear to my heart that we lost just yesterday, Miss Rose Mofford.